The state's Department of Environment and Natural Resources, or DENR, filed a lawsuit against the utility giant last year over unpermitted wastewater discharges and groundwater violations involving facilities in Gaston and Buncombe counties. A few months later, DENR would pursue similar legal action against Duke over its Sutton plant outside of Wilmington. But the resolution of that first lawsuit would likely set the tone for the outcome of the others. The two parties reached an agreement that would require Duke to pay a fine of slightly more than $99,000, with no guarantee of coal ash cleanup at its facilities. And then just last month, a stormwater pipe burst at a Duke plant in Eden, dumping coal ash into the Dan River and contaminating more than 70 miles of it with toxic sludge. Drew Elliott is a spokesman for DENR.
We said after the Dan River spill, And when we looked at the new information we were getting about ash ponds, we knew we wanted to go out and do further detailed inspections of ash ponds with the knowledge we had gained at Downriver. We knew we might make some different decisions based on what had happened at Dan River.
But that consent order, the mutually agreed upon settlement between DENR and Duke, was sitting on a judge's desk waiting for a signature. DENR officials asked for more time. And then a Wake County judge ruled that the consent order itself was based upon an incorrect interpretation of an environmental rule.
So we're looking at not only how do we go forward in our lawsuits against Duke Energy based on this new interpretation, but how do we regulate groundwater contamination overall considering this new interpretation?
In the meantime, DENR has announced plans to collaborate with the Environmental Protection Agency on the Dan River cleanup. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.